A.J. Hinch out of the dugout. Colin McHugh at 95 pitches. All the infielders joining in on this conference as A.J. wants to take the temperature of McHugh here. And A.J. has decided to go to the bullpen. So Colin McHugh is done after 5 1/3 innings.
Now pitching for the Astros, right-hander number 51, James Hoyt.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
First man out of the bullpen for the Astros is right-hander James Hoyt. And he comes in here in the tough spot. Edwin Encarnacion represents the tying run at second. The go-ahead run, Michael Saunders is at first in the bottom of the sixth with the Astros leading the Blue Jays 2-1.
I think that this is the right time to get McHugh out. He was tiring just a touch. 95 pitches in the outing, and Hoyt, a strikeout artist, the slider matches up well. 84 strikeouts in 50 innings in AAA and 7 strikeouts in 5 1/3 here. He can get you to whiff.
The 3-2. Martin drives it to center field and deep. Hernandez is going back, looking up. See you later. Into the batter's eye, a 3-run home run for Russell Martin, and the Blue Jays have a 4-2 lead.
Just a mistake right there. Had a base open. If you're going to throw that slider, keep it away. Ended up being right down the middle for Martin.
And welcome back to the Rogers Center as the Astros get set to wrap up this series with the Toronto Blue Jays. And Robert Ford and Steve Sparks, as we are every Sunday, joined by Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow. And Jeff, offense was really scuffling coming into this road trip. Scuffled in the first game of the trip in Minnesota, and we're actually down 5-0 in that second game in Minnesota. They wound up getting rained out and then had the huge offensive explosion after that. And has to feel good to see the offense breaking out. And no matter what happens today, Astros will have a winning road trip.
That's for sure. I mean, that rainout was a gift from the heavens. There's no doubt about it. And I, you know, with a young team, I think we see periods of drought on the offense, but we also see periods where everything starts to click and we score a lot of runs. So hopefully that'll continue because these guys, there's a lot of talent on that field right now. I know there's a lot of rookies, but there's guys that can really hit when their timing is right.
Jeff, earlier this week, you guys unfortunately had to let go, designate for assignment Carlos Gomez, whose tenure with an Astro wasn't really what you had hoped at the trade deadline last year. Going into this year, the two previous years, the WAR combined for Carlos Gomez was fourth best in all of Major League Baseball. Really hard to predict what would happen to Carlos in his time here, wasn't it?
It was, and I think that's one of the reasons we gave him as many opportunities as we did, despite his struggles, is we figured a player with that kind of success, who's still in his prime years, should be able to figure out and turn it around. For whatever reason, it wasn't able to happen here. I'm sure he's going to continue to have a good career, possibly somewhere else. But we really felt like at this point in the season, it was time for us to cut our losses and move on and let some of our younger players take those at-bats.
And one of the younger players who's gotten some playing time is Teoscar Hernandez, coming up for this series in Toronto in first big league game, hitting a home run in his second big league plate appearance, had two hits in that debut. And it's always exciting when you see any player debut, especially when they start off the way Teoscar did.
That's for sure. And, you know, Teoscar was really took a step back last year. And so for him to take such a step forward this year in the minor leagues and show that he can actually potentially do in the big leagues is huge for us, because this is an athletic five-tool guy with power. He should be able to hit for average. He's got speed. He can field. He's got a good arm. And so this is just an exciting package, and he puts himself squarely in the mix for our outfield for next year, which it'll be fun to watch him the rest of this year and then see how his career develops.
Jeff, a lot of guys are banged up this time in the season. Everybody probably, but four guys on the disabled list. And can you talk about their updates with three position players, Rasmus, Tucker, and Valbuena, and the pitcher, obviously, Lance McCullers?
Sure. Well, Lance will pick up. We'll get an evaluation here in the next few days, and we'll know a little bit more. And we're obviously hopeful and optimistic that we'll have him back for a good part of the remainder of the season. The next guy that probably will come back will be either Valbuena or Tucker. Tucker just needed a few days to rest his shoulder. There's nothing structurally wrong with it, so he'll get an opportunity to get back in the game action here probably in the next week or so. And Valbuena, probably during the next road trip, will be out doing a rehab assignment. Rasmus will be a little longer, probably mid-September, before we expect him back. But we need all those guys back. They all can contribute to our team down the stretch. And in September, with rosters expanding, we got an opportunity to work them all in and keep the guys that we have.
More with Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
2001 wasn't a good year for the Astros, and yet almost 32,000 fans came out to see them play the Pirates at Minute Maid on Saturday, August 14th. Things didn't go too well at first. Pirates leadoff man Andrew McCutchen tripled to open the first, and Garrett Jones followed with a long home run. Before Bud Norris was sweaty enough to mop his brow, he was down 2-0. But then he regrouped. Hunter Pence hit his 16th home run of the year to cut the lead in half in the fifth. It was 2-2 when Pence came up in the seventh and hit his 22nd double to drive in the lead run. Meanwhile, Norris was striking out everyone in sight, 14 in all. He left after 7, and the bullpen held. The big crowd saw quite a comeback.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out.
Welcome back. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks once again joined by Astros General Manager Jeff Luhnow. Jeff, Yulieski Gurriel still down at AA Corpus Christi, his third stop in the Astros minor league system, 1-for-14 so far with Corpus Christi. And I know you had said in the past you were targeting maybe the two upcoming home games against the St. Louis Cardinals for Gurriel's major league debut. Where do you guys stand with him right now?
I've been in conversation with everybody down there and his folks and talking to him a little bit. And I think we're going to wait until he feels like his timing is right. And it's one of those things during spring training, as you all know, that, you know, players have to get their timing right. I think defensively he's got his legs under him. He feels good fielding a position. But right now the timing isn't quite there. He's going to play probably today at DH, and we'll have another conversation tonight. But at this point, it may be wisest to let him continue to get some more minor league at-bats before letting him face, you know, Garcia and Martinez on Tuesday and Wednesday. So we'll have to see how it goes. We're taking it day to day, but you know, we're going to make sure that we wait until we feel like he's absolutely ready.
Jeff, last night you guys announced that the club has extended its player development contract with AAA Fresno Grizzlies. That's why you're out in California right now, the Pacific Coast League, for a couple more years, and you did the same thing with Midwest League, Quad Cities. How important are those organizations to the development of your players?
I think, as everybody can see, we have 10 rookies on the big leagues, and it all comes through these locations, and it's super important. The staff we have here, the player development personnel, the support we get from our affiliate partners, we really like our roster of affiliates from Greenville all the way up to Fresno, and so we do a lot to maintain those relationships, and in turn, they do a lot to help our players out. So it's we've got a good player development system, and a large part of that is the key role our affiliates play.
Crazy game on Friday in Corpus Christi, Jeff. The Astros, the Corpus Christi Hooks, they were close to being perfect game. They were one out away from having a perfect game thrown against them by Arkansas. It would have been a multi-pitcher perfect game. But then Corpus Christi came back and won that game 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the guy who started that game for the Hooks, Trent Thornton, who went seven innings, gave up a run. Fifth-round pick of the Astros last year out of the University of North Carolina, and already pitching at Double A.
Yeah, we're excited about that. I mean, our guys are getting an opportunity to move up because of the upward mobility to the big league. So I think everybody feels like we're able to challenge these guys pretty quickly. But we really do like what Trent brings. And again, those guys that play in the ACC at programs like North Carolina, they're ready to compete in the minor leagues, and I think we're seeing that with Trent. I think that was also the walk-off when Yuli was at the plate, and it was a wild pitch. So
right.
Pretty exciting game. Those minor league games, I mean, it goes to show you, you're going to see something new every day, whether it's a major league game or the minor league games.
Another guy that got called up to Lancaster from the Midwest League in Quad Cities is Miles Straw, a 12th rounder from a junior college, just last year's draft. Last 30 days, Jeff, I looked it up. He's hit 441 and moved up to Lancaster, went 3-for-5 last night. What are you seeing about Miles Straw that he's made such a good impression?
Love this guy. I was at Quad Cities, and he got a chance to play. Hit a home run for me, stole a base. He does everything you want him to do defensively. This is a guy, his number one tool, his carrying tool, is his speed. He's got his 70 or 80 speed on his scouting scale. But he's really turned it around this year. He's got a lot of confidence at the plate. And, boy, this guy's got a chance to be something special because that speed helps him cover up a lot of ground in the outfield, helps him, you know, get a single when it should be a ground ball out. And now we're starting to see the bat really develop. So I'm really excited about this guy. He's one of my personal favorites right now in the system.
And it looks like he's playing all the outfield positions. Is that by design?
It is. You know, as we've seen, you never know where the guys are going to end up. George played center field, ends up in right, and Teoscar's going to be playing everywhere. And so we want the guys to get used to seeing the ball from different angles when they get called up, because this guy has a chance to be you know, everybody thought maybe a fourth outfielder, a good pinch runner type guy. But I think the way he's hitting, he's got a chance to be more than that at this point.
All right, Astros General Manager Jeff Luhnow joins us every Sunday. Hey, thanks for stopping by, Jeff.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.